So hello and welcome. This is the Erica Glessing Show, where you receive 8 minutes of daily inspiration for entrepreneurs and lightworkers. And my guest today is both. She's a fabulous author. She has her own podcast, and she talks about a topic I just love, inner prosperity. Welcome, Patricia Young.
Oh, thank you for having me, Erica. It's an honor to be here with you.
Yeah. So, I mean, really with such a quick podcast, I like to jump right in. So what are some things that stop people from having prosperity and then experiencing more prosperity? What are some of the things you think that stop us from that?
Yeah. You know, the concept that I have of prosperity is that it's not only about the material things that we have, the external possessions that we have, is not about the things that we accumulate or our bank account, right? The size of our bank account. Prosperity starts from the inside out. And that's why my business is called Inner Prosperity. Because I think that inner prosperity starts with the gifts that we give to the world. And everything really starts I like to talk about happiness and prosperity from a sustainable point of view. And happiness can be very frugal, right? You can have it today, but later during the day, we might be feeling sad or depressed or low, right? But when you have a sense of fulfillment and you have a sense of that you really know who you are and what you're passionate about, what you stand for, those things create prosperity in a more sustainable way.
I totally get that. I think for me, like, I feel for me when I'm in creation mode, like, that's when I'm joyful. Like, when I'm in creation mode, when I'm writing or creating a podcast or making a video, that sense of creation for me is something that I love. And I noticed with you, you're very creation oriented. And maybe just share with our listeners, like, what inspires you and what gets you into motion on being creative?
It's just, you know, having that sense of connecting with myself, exploring, being curious, and really allowing myself, giving myself permission to know myself at a deeper level and know what is it that I can bring out into the world and how can I make a difference? How can I share my gifts or how can I use my creativity? I'm very creative, not only from the point of view of creating content and putting, you know, courses or blog posts or podcasts out there, writing my book, but also it's a fun process for me to really explore my creativity from another point of view. And it's allowing myself to really play and do things that bring me joy. And I'm allowing myself to be who I really am, right? To see what new things I can discover about myself. And like I was doing that last night. I was at a painting class and I learned a new few things. It was so fun. And I really enjoy giving myself the space and the time to really do that because, like, again, that really expands my capacity to appreciate everything, the beauty that surrounds us, to enjoy more prosperity from the inside out and to really, you know, inspire other people really to give themselves permission to do the same.
Well, I wanted to spend a minute or two talking about your podcast because lately I've been on a mission to inspire over 100 new podcasts. And I think I'm at about 16 where people have either been a guest on mine and then chosen to make their own, or they had one and then they had stopped creating it, came on as a guest and said, you know what, I can do this.
Right.
So tell exactly. me a little bit about your podcast. And I notice you have really interesting guests. And just tell me a little bit about how you create that and what that has done for you in your business and your life.
Well, how everything started is basically I did a TEL summit, I think 2 years ago, actually. And I called it Awakening to Life, that TEL summit. And I got very nice feedback from everybody. They liked the name. They liked the concept behind it, which is really to create more awareness and expand the consciousness at a global level, right?
Nice.
On what it means to be leading awakened lives. And And it's basically about what we've been talking about, really connecting with ourselves, getting to know ourselves better, really know what we stand for, and really putting ourselves out there and making a difference, right? Leaving a legacy for others and inspiring others. So I did that interview series, and I had done another one before, but there was something really special about it, about that one in particular. And I said, you know what? I don't need to wait another year to do another interview series. So that's when I thought, I'm going to create a podcast, and it's going to be called Awakening to Life. And then I can do this every time I want. So I've been doing this for a year.
Isn't it interesting how like you'll have a concept, and when you give yourself space, and really what I heard from what you said, like from working on your new book and working on your speaking engagements, working on your blog, what I really get is that you give yourself permission to get more or get bigger. I love that.
Yeah. And it's all about that. It's all about giving yourself permission. Yeah. It's all about knowing that you're here. Your life is important. You're here to live a big life, a full life. And how can you do that if you're not giving yourself permission? How can you live a life from that place if you're not allowing yourself to do that and explore and be curious?
I love it.
Gosh. And learn in the way, right? Because you learn a lot of stuff.
I can't believe how fast this interview went. So why don't you tell us tell us a little bit about your new book and the title and how people can find it or when it's coming out.
Yeah, well, the book was released last month, actually, in February. Yeah, and it's called Awakening to Life, Your Sacred Guide to Consciously Creating a Life of Purpose, Magic, and Miracles. And you can get a copy if you feel, you know, curious about it. You can go to awakeningtolifebook.com. And for a limited time, if you get a copy, you'll have access to 40 gifts, transformational gifts from friends and colleagues that actually partner with me, so you can get free gifts there.
Exciting. And I love it. Get her book, everyone. I mean, I think you're in the right place, Patricia, because almost all my listeners like magic and miracles. I'm pretty sure there's no Erica Glessing show listener that doesn't like magic and miracles. Like,
who doesn't
like that? I'm so excited that you came today and took a little time to share out your inspiring way of being in the world, and maybe just tell us how we can find you and reach you and learn more from you.
Yeah. Well, you can go to my website at www.innerprosperityacademy.com, and you can find me on social media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, as Inner Prosperity Academy.
Oh, I love it. Thanks so much for coming.
No, thank you for having me. It was really an honor and very fun. It was so fast. It's amazing. Time flies.
Well, thanks, Patricia.
Thank you.